happens with Weights and Measures with a one-man department, and Don does an excellent job. One of the things that he reported, and I want to make sure that everybody's on notice, and this is on blast, that revenues came in less than anticipated due to business cutbacks and closures. So we're seeing a lot of that happening. And he hopes the trend doesn't continue, but expect that there will be even less revenue for this next budget, for this 2010 budget. So just wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that. The other significant piece I wanted to point out that's not in resolution form is that the committee approved for Shawn Nelson and as part of the Alternative Fuel Consortium to seek proposals for biodiesel fuel, and that's all part of the Alternative Fuel Consortium. The proposals will come back to the committee as we look for toward the bid. So you will get more information on that. The rest of most of what else we talked about, we went over the stimulus items in the stimulus package, had a very good discussion on that, and gave our feedback and comments around prioritizing, and you all have done that very nicely. Thank you very much. Most everything else was in our resolutions, and I goofed. I goofed on consent agenda and wonder if I could just revisit very quickly resolution B.
For explanation, not revote, I hope?
Not revote, for explanation.
Certainly. That's your prerogative as chair.
Yay. So resolution B, most of our resolutions have approved by county administrator or designee, and resolution B did not, and so we just wondered if that's just an oversight and if we could just have it inserted. And the second resolve, that a county administrator is hereby authorized, was that deliberate or should we just insert or designee?
Standard language often includes designee.
Standard operating procedure. Is that okay? That wasn't deliberate, is it?
We talked about it at the committee and weren't sure whether it was omitted for a reason.
We'll call that, what's that called, some kind of error?
Manifest
error.
So it's not any particular reason we...
So county administrator or designee?
Or designee. Thank you very much. That was easy.
We'll include that as part of your report. That was the intention from committee.
Yes.
On to resolution G.
Thank you for telling me where I am. Resolution D. G. Authorizing acceptance of a Phase 1 Federal Aviation Administration FAA grant to purchase a new 24-foot snowplow with underbody scraper and spreader. Ithaca Tompkins Regional Airport. I like that title.
Is this the revised version as recommended by...
It is something, yes.
As recommended by Finance Director.
By the Finance Director, and you should have that in your package.
So it's moved.
Clarifies
the
numbers.
Is there a second? Tyke Randall seconds. Is there discussion? Resolution G revised as recommended by Finance Director. Frank?
The copy I'm looking at is the one that came with my package.
Yes.
Is that...
That's the one.
It doesn't say anything about recommended...
On top?
It should say 418042.
Turn the page.
Yes.
Two things are bolded, a little bit more clear lines about local chair, etc.
Thank you.
Given that we're all on that page, is there any...
still back on affordable housing.
Can I have a second?
Underbody scraper for affordable housing. We had a second, I believe.
Oh, we did.
Tyke seconded. All are you ready to vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Thank you, Leslie. On to H.
And resolution H, which is the accompanying resolution, may need some work. So I'd like to, if I can find it, I don't know where it is. I'd like to move resolution H, which is the award of bid for the new 24-foot snowplow with underbody scraper and spreader, Ithaca Tompkins Regional Airport. And I so moved.
Tyke seconds, and then you have some modest changes, you said?
Yes. Duly have my hand out. Well, I wanted the numbers to match.
Okay.
The FAA share and the local share, and I wasn't sure.
Sure. How Julie, do you have the?
Well, I think it's just the local share that needs to be increased because that's the actual dollar amount that the thing will cost us.
So if the match is G, it would be 19,218?
No, yes, just the local share.
Right.
And Kathy's going to double-check that, I believe, to make sure that that is correct.
So with that change, moved and seconded, is there discussion? Leslie?
But doesn't that, the FAA share has to go down?
No. Because that's the true cost of the equipment.
Got it.
We'll have to review the numbers again tomorrow to make sure, but the intent is clear to align with G.
Maybe it has to go to, I don't know.
Wait, time out.
David,
you want to talk about it,
help us as to out.
The issue here is that there's a limit on the current FAA authorization. They're going to get a second one that will cover the 95%. Uh-huh. But technically right now, the way the bid award is incorrect because the FAA share at this moment in time is lower.
Right.
The local share is higher. But by the time we get the equipment, the FAA share, the supplemental agreement would be in place. And so it would reflect exactly what the bid award says.
Okay. So the...
But we don't have it yet.
Well, we don't have it now.
But we won't be getting it. We're getting it before we actually have to pay for the vehicle because it takes, 6 months to build these things.
So are you saying the local share should be 11.2 or 19.2?
It will ultimately be 11, but right now it's higher because the...
Okay, so for the purposes of this resolution, it's 19.2.
Thank you.
We will expect it to go down.
Yes.
And further.
My other question still stands, then does the FAA share go down as well to 418.042?
No.
Right. So in Resolution H... FAA.
It goes up.
Stays the higher number, apparently.
Yeah.
426. We don't know why that doesn't add up. We'll check the numbers tomorrow.
Local share goes up. FAA remains the same. I'm with the finance director.
Okay. And I think I saw Will's hand, and I think I saw someone else's. Frank's, maybe.
Well, I have great faith in our finance director to get this right, but I'm still confused. Maybe other people are as well. We are approving a higher number, local share, with the expectation it will actually go down.
Correct.
But it's necessary to approve that higher number now because why?
No, well, the bid award is, there's two different resolutions. I think the resolutions with the grant have been amended properly.
Right.
The award and the bid seems to be, doesn't match. Because they were done separately,
Okay.
And like I say, one of the issues is that it's a temporary imbalance because the FAA grant that we currently have is not enough to realize 95%. But there's a supplemental agreement that's in the works that are coming that will be approved by this board in a couple of weeks that'll provide the differential to make it 95%.
And at that point, we could amend this resolution, but we don't have that yet. And
correct.
I think
we do not technically have that yet.
And to agree with what we
and
just...
And so that's why we said the local share should reflect what it is at this moment in time.
Right.
In both resolutions.
But what about the FAA share?
That should go down.
That's what I'm proposing. Or we can insert some explanatory language or something in the resolve that says subject to the supplemental monies, whatever it is, from the FAA.
Leslie, I second your... I think that would be wonderful language. Do it.
Oh, on the revised G, recommended by finance director, there's a whereas that's been crossed out. Would it be useful if that whereas finds its way to H, because that's the exact difference. Well, it's in both of them, but
the
revised has
phase two federal entitlement grant.
That's right.
The revised G to the award bid.
So if we put that whereas into H, would that meet people's needs?
That'll do it, Leslie.
That will do it.
Okay.
But then we still have to adjust the numbers on the top.
Okay. I can't insert that necessarily. Do you want to add the whereas into H as friendly and see if the seconder wants to agree? Tyke, do you agree?
Sure.
Okay. And then the changing the numbers, Leslin? How do you want to do that?
To reflect the local share.
Yes, 19218.
19218. And the current FAA share would be 418042.
I believe that's accurate if we don't get an apoplexy from our finance director. Okay, those are now all the changes. And Tyke, I believe the SEC is agreeing it is friendly. People understand where we're at?
Yes.
So I think Will's concern just got met. Further discussion before we vote. Numbers and wording. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you for that clarification. Is there any further report from facilities and infrastructures?
No.
All done?
You're all invited to the slumber party on the 20-foot full pile.
Okay. On to government performance, Workforce Relations Committee. Nathan Shinagawa, Chair.
Thank you. The Government Performance Workforce Relations Committee has not met since the last meeting. However, we have resolutions because they went through the Budget Committee. And so those two resolutions are there. Just to give a brief update about things, I've been meeting with personnel and administration. Julie has joined me in our meetings with administration, has recently joined my meetings with administration about developing goals. And we're really going to just focus on two areas for the most part, performance management and personnel. You know, and so performance and personnel, so employee recognition, we're going to look at performance, not just performance evaluation, but actually we want to have people start talking about development and training plans for people. So instead of it being, you know, this high pressure, this is going to be part of my, you know, permanent record, you know, forever kind of review, we're going to start off maybe by just adding a culture of which supervisors talk to people on a regular basis about how they can do better and what ways the county and these departments can help them do better in their jobs. And so it's kind of taking a more positive look on these things. We're going to, you know, review administrative policies. We have a lot of goals relating to diversity. One that we want to, right now we're part of, Steve Estes is part of the, is heading up our diversity consortium, and he has a database of candidates in the diversity consortium. There's 20 right now. Yeah, we're going to try to get that to 100. We're going to ask that at least, I think, 25% of our county departments become individual members of the diversity consortium. We're going to be looking at the civil service law and proposing reform to that, and also meeting with state representatives about reform to the civil service law. So there's a lot of things that we're going to be doing. I'm going to be working with Dooley and Kathy once I have the goals from administration and personnel finalized. We're going to try to get it all on one sheet of paper now, and on the next GPWR committee agenda. By the way, GPWR committee is now going to be referred to as the G Power committee. It's PWR, you know, and that was not my discovery. It was Paula's discovery, but I think it's cool. G Power. Hopefully, it's not too informal. So we're working on goals, and we'll have all of those in the committee packets on Friday for everybody to look at. And again, those goals are going to be one page, very, very, very brief, with actual specific dates and deliverables.
Pam?
Well, I'm just sort of curious. Are these committee goals or these department goals?
These are committee goals.
So the whole committee's working on the committee goals?
Yes, absolutely. And so what's going to happen is that I'm doing a lot of the legwork with administration and personnel so that we have good, solid goals to start from.
Proposed goals for committee to approve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, these are committee goals. Yeah. And the thing is, too, is that I don't want goals from every single department within the GPWR committee. I don't want a goal from Board of Elections. I don't want a goal from each the History Center, et cetera, individually. I mean, I think we need to get updates from them. We need to see how they're doing with their work. We need to see what we can do to help out. But I think that the goals are specifically so that we have priorities this year, so that we can make sure that we're putting the right amount of dedication and effort into especially performance management, performance evaluation and management. And so we'll discuss that in committee.
So you're talking about the process, and we'll stay tuned for committee recommendation, et cetera. Frank?
Nathan, with regard to the Board of Elections.
Yes.
This is March.
Yes.
And we are supposed to be getting up to speed with new machines.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure some of us have become aware that we may or may not have an election coming up this year that some of us may be involved in. I want to make sure that the voters know how to mark the right end of the ballot. When I was talking with Steve over at the Board of Elections, they were still waiting for a lot of information from the state, including some money that might perhaps allow them to do some training. And he was hopeful that that money wouldn't arrive the end of September, the 1st of October, to train the public on how to use these machines. Have you got any update on where we are with the new machines and, you know, what the game plan is here for? Because we'd hate to be faced seriously with August or September and beginning to roll these out for the public to become acclimated to. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, go. Are you done?
Well, I just want to find out what the status is. So
yeah, sure. Well, I don't know what the status is, and part of what we're going to be doing, too, is that, you know, even though we have these goals, we're also going to have a separate list of actual, of when we're going to have regular updates from specific entities underneath the GPWR's purview. And so, as a result, yes, I mean, I think we should bring the Board of Elections in for a meeting. Do you think it needs to be done this month, or do you think you can wait till next month? Because our agenda is quite heavy next
year. I think an update would be helpful to know what the status is. We may not know anything until when and if a state budget is passed.
Yeah.
Because that may be the convenient boulder to hide behind in Albany. But
Frank, how about I'll do this. We'll look at the agenda on Friday, see if it looks crowded or not, and see if we can fit it in. If we can't fit it in, what I'll do is I'll talk to Steve and Elizabeth and get an update from them, and then I'll report at the next.
Sounds fine.
Okay. All right.
You have two resolutions?
And also just real briefly, too, at the next GPWR, G-Power Committee, we have a lot of stuff. We have legislature salaries. We have the caucus resolution. And we have a position administration that we'll be discussing, and we'll be discussing the Employee Free Choice Act, too. And so it's going to be quite the hefty discussion. And so just if anybody wants to be a part of it, you're welcome to come. It'll be next Friday at 2 o'clock, right? Next Friday at 2 o'clock, yes.
Okay. Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, yeah. Just a lucky day. All right, great. So I have two resolutions. Resolution I, first, approval of 2009 succession of members of the county legislature to serve in the absence of the chair and vice chair, and I so move.
Seconded by Leslin. Is there a discussion?
And as you can see, I did not put myself on this list, so I will not be devising any interesting ways of getting you all out of town so I can take over and make the power the ruling committee of all. I'm sorry. It's been a late.
Is that what your call to me was about?
That's right, yeah.
The one you asked me not to say anything about?
Yeah.
So. Further discussion. Are we ready to vote? All in favor of Resolution I?
Aye.
Is anyone opposed?
No.
It's a late hand. That looks unanimous. On to Resolution J.
All right, this one is going to be a little bit more tricky. Resolution J, establishing a process to fill vacancies or change position classifications. And I so move.
Is there a second? Mike Sigler seconds.
Yeah, there is a revised, there's a revised that...
There's not a revised.
There is not a revised.
It's not been passed out.
Oh, really? Whoops. Okay. Well, Dooley has a revised.
Okay.
She'd like to bring... This is something, and actually Dooley, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, wants to actually send this back to committee to look into it a little bit more, but...
Yes, I have been working in recent days to try to adjust the resolution that's in the packet to reflect concerns that some legislators share with some union employees about the apparent diminution of the reclassification process. It's my belief that an employee or the employee supervisor can and should and do, they do request reclassifications when the employee is sort of working out of title, probably doing more work or work of a harder nature that would lead to a reclassification at a higher grade level, pay level. And currently, the employee or the employee supervisor has every right to request a reclassification to reflect the actual duties. And I'm very concerned that that needs to get done cleanly and all by itself through personnel. And only at that point should the whole question of whether the county can afford to pay this come into play.
And so you're moving towards a motion?
So I have prepared a bunch of sections to amend to this resolution, but my preferred way of approaching it was to meet with the county administrator since this is his proposal. And we have not had a meeting of minds. He's offered a really nice additional whereas, but he doesn't like my results. I would like this to go back to committee. So I would like Nathan to withdraw this tonight. It's not up to me, though.
Are you moving it to go to committee? Nathan, are you predisposed to withdraw? There's two committees.
No, I don't want it to go back to committee.
Okay.
And I've seen the revise that Julie has, and I can explain those revise where she...
Well, let's take it one step at a time.
I don't think they're that substantial.
Let's take it one step at a time. Julie, you've got an indication from at least one chair that's gone through that do not want to withdraw it. Do you want to move it to go to a committee?
I'm not sure what committee it would go to other than the one that he calls G-Power.
Well, there's G-Power and there's budget, I believe, that went through. So you can move it, or we can discuss these possible changes one by one.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
In fairness
to the rest of us who have not had an opportunity to review Dooley's suggested changes, can't you just direct this to go back to committee and let them deal with it?
I'm not predisposed to do that. I'm asking if Dooley wants to make a motion. Seeing none, I'm going to call the next person.
Before we do that, can we go back and explain what this is and how it came
about? Wait a second.
We'll get there. We have three other speakers.
Before we revise.
Dooley has got the floor, please. Dooley.
At your suggestion, I will move to return this to the former GO committee.
Is there a second? Pam, second. Discussion, this is to send back to committee for... Pam, discussion, I'm sending back to committee.
I think that this needs to go back to committee. As it is now, and even with Julie's revisions, I think I couldn't support it. And so I would like to be able to support it. I think with further discussion, the differences can be worked out and that we can come up with a resolution that more people can support.
This is on the topic of referring back to committee. Carol, then Kathy, and Martha, then Mike Sigler.
Before I know whether I want it to go back to committee, I'd like just more background on what it is to begin with, how it came about, and whether the Commissioner of Personnel has had a chance to review it and the role that she's played in getting here.
Okay, this is on the topic of going back to committee. Kathy's next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I got to look at this at budget, and I got to listen to the discussion. And you all know I'm a labor supporter and an advocate. What I got out of this was it's an effort to allow the process to work more smoothly. I got clear articulation from Mr. Mariani and from the other people involved that what this would actually do is eliminate some of the potential for micromanaging that exists now. It would make it to where we wouldn't be giving up any oversight whatsoever, but it will allow a logjam that sometimes exists to be able to be taken away. I'm somebody that likes to let our professionals in the administration do what they need to do, and I didn't see any alarms about unionism, and frankly, that wasn't the topic that this objection was raised on, as I recall, at budget. So for me, as much as I understand desire to amend and change. I like the way you stand. I like the proposal as it came from our county administrator, and I'm going to support it without the whatever amendments might be, which I haven't seen, and they didn't go through this budget.
You're not supporting returning to committee. I have Martha, then Mike Sigler.
Well, I would point out that at both the committees that discussed this, Mike and I were appointed temporary members, Mike Blinkelair, because there were so, at the beginning of those meetings, there was not even a quorum. And then by the end of the meetings, there was probably
this is to
three.
Debate whether to send back to committee.
And I'm, yes, sir, and I'm trying to say that the committees that moved this to here really didn't include the committees as established at the beginning of the year, either budget or GO or G Power. So I would suggest that. So with that in mind, I think that since there are questions about this, and I have some of the same questions that Dooley has and that Pam has expressed, the issue about the union and reclasses was brought up during the G Power. I'm going to have trouble saying that.
Yeah.
I want to call it GO.
Yeah.
The GO committee meeting, which was the first discussion of this, that's when the issue about the union concerns came up, not a budget. So I feel like this is a big change. I understand, Joe, that you have talked about this in depth with Anita, with department heads, but I think with, you know, for all due respect for each other, because one of us has quite a few concerns, and because the two committees that moved it forward were only sort of skeleton form of those committees, I really think we should send this back. There's not a big hurry. I think we should send it back for more careful deliberation.
I have four speakers. Mike Sigler is next.
Well, I just want to say, although I appreciate what Martha just said, I think Nathan's already weighed in on this, and he's on one of those committees.
He's the chair.
He's the chair.
He's on both.
And he's, so you would have had a quorum coming out of GO, I think.
He wasn't there.
Well, I realize that, but if he had been there, he stated how he's good. He would have gone.
There was a
quorum. And with that said, it's my understanding, too, that this has a lot of support within the organization. I mean, putting ourselves aside, I've heard a good deal of talk about this, and it seems like this was pretty well vetted throughout the organization. So that's really all I have to say about it. It looks like we're ready to move ahead with it. I would not support moving it back.
This is on whether to send it back to GPWR, which is the exact same number of initials as PDEQ, which we all seem to be able to remember. Nathan is next, and then Martha. I'm sorry, Nathan, and then Mike Hattery.
Actually, I wanted Mike Hattery to go first.
All right, Michael.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Somebody asked whether the Commissioner of Personnel was supportive, and I was at GO, and I am a member of GO. And there was a quorum of GO members there. And she was very supportive, and you know, the county administrator had vetted this whole idea and process with her.
On to Nathan.
Dooley has given me the her proposed changes, and I think I can explain them in like a minute. I'd prefer that we just we go through them and we just vote for it up or down. I mean, I
okay.
Think
so that's
I don't think
a vote to
process. Can I
we're gonna have we have a talking order. I have Jim Dennis next.
I pass.
I have Carol Chuck next.
Okay. First of all, I want to point out that the initials of that committee are GOHR, which could just as easily be called GORE.
Government Performance Workforce Relations.
I asked some basic questions because I'm not on either of these committees, and I would like some background you were cut off in terms
of
introducing.
You know what? Let's bring it back to committee. I'm fine with this.
I just want an explanation of what it is and why it's.
That's fine.
I mean, everybody's overly eager about
If Martha next, then Kathy, and if people need a quick explanation before we vote on whether to send it to committee, we can do that.
I think I heard Nathan just withdraw.
He didn't withdraw.
Well,
No. I mean, I'll put it up for a vote. I'll see.
Mr. Chair, I would like to call the question.
Is there a second on calling the question? Greg Stevenson, this is non-debatable. This means that we go directly to a vote. All in favor of calling the question? Yes, on whether to send a committee.
Can I go twice?
Any opposed to calling the question? One, two.
This is committee work.
One, two. That passes, so that we're going to go straight to a vote. All in favor of sending this to Government Performance Workforce Relations, please raise your hand. Opposed. That fails 7-8. We will be discussing this resolution this evening. Previous talking order, I had Carol, Nathan, then Kathy. You had a question about summarizing.
I just wanted to put the questions I asked two times.
Nathan, do you want to try to summarize it?
Yeah, all right. So this is basically to establish the process in which Joe would be able to review vacancies and basically review them and say whether or not they should be accepted or not. And there's changes that Dooley would like to make that would basically allow that would make sure that the personnel commissioner still has the responsibility to reclassify positions, that it's not in Joe's department, that it's in the personnel commissioner's, and as this change would say that Dooley was I thought going to bring up was that the basically final authority for reclassification would rest with the personnel commissioner, and the final authority for the filling vacancies would rest with the county administrator. And also, people had concerns about an appeal process, and in Julie's recommendations that she's not brought forth again, as I said, there's also a whereas about an appeal process, too. So, I mean, I just think that if Dooley just brought up her amendments, that this resolution would be fine. I mean, I think it would be fine.
Okay, I have Kathy, and then Dooley, and then Martha.
Thank you. I needed to clarify something. At the budget committee meeting that occurred, people made a point of saying that not everyone was there. And since there's been comments made about attendance, I want to be clear that I was on time for the budget committee meeting that was scheduled to start at 3:30, but it was started early, which I objected to at the time, and I found highly irregular. And I was told in a message that was left on my cell phone that everyone else thought it started at 3, so the meeting was started early. I think this is an example of the kind of highly irregular goings-on that we're sliding into, and that I was cited as someone who wasn't there is of particular concern to me, because I showed up at the time that the agenda that was published and sent to the public and is part of a public record, and that people are expected in a transparent government to follow, I showed up at 3:30, but the meeting was started early, so I was there. Why other people were appointed to the committee and why the committee meeting was started before its appointed, published, legally set time is not my concern. I was there. So I really appreciate people not making slides at attendance when at least one person was following the rules and was there on time. Thank you. For the record, since other people brought it up.
Thank you, Kathy. On to Dooley.
Nathan did a good quick summary of what I was trying to achieve, but I will, if you want me to, go through each change and tell you why I am proposing it and see if each one gets seconded or not.
And all those would be friendly to me as well.
Let's expedite this.
So you have the resolution in the packet, Resolution J. And if you go down to the 8th, whereas, it would say, county legislature, which is responsible for resource allocation and spending, desires to establish a revised process to review the necessity for filling vacant positions, to provide an additional tool to manage the county's finances. So I've taken out or changing position classifications in that whereas, although it remains in an earlier whereas. The next one.
Wait, is this friendly to the mover and
seconder? I have a copy of all these, and they're all friendly.
I'm sorry, I didn't make copies for everyone because I truly thought that this should go back to committee. But Nathan has what I'm reading from.
Are people able to follow? Okay, next proposed change.
I can make copies. I've got.
Maybe you all should number the whereases. I'm not sure. The last whereas, there is a new one to insert before that, and this language would say, whereas the county recognizes its obligations to address imbalances between the classification of a job title and the responsibilities actually assigned to an incumbent in that title by either reclassifying the position or adjusting responsibilities to reflect the existing classification. That wording is from the county administrator. Then we move on to the... I'm sorry. Then there is a new last resolve which says, whereas requests to reclassify an existing position to reflect the actual work responsibilities should continue to be handled by the personnel commissioner, now therefore be it, and the first resolve reads as it is until the fourth line, whereafter subject to review by the commissioner of personnel and county administrator. It goes on to say, with final authority for reclassification resting with the personnel commissioner and final authority for filling vacancies and deciding if the county can afford the reclassification, resting with the county administrator.
Well, let's catch that. I'm going to pause right there, folks. Did everyone catch that wording? That's our first resolve change. Kathy?
I'm going to make a motion to separate the last whereas that was added isn't okay with me, and I just want to advise people. At least I think it was a whereas.
Okay, the last.
Can I make a quick statement? I was hoping to speak before we went line by line through this.
That's fine with me.
She's almost done. I mean, yeah, there's not much more. I mean.
I didn't catch the last thing.
Well, can you say the change to the resolve, Dooley? I believe it's the first resolve after. In Resolution J, the last line says county administrator, and then there's some new wording, if I'm understanding correctly.
Well, I will say that it would say that any and all personnel changes, including filling vacant positions and reclassifying existing positions, shall be subject to review by the Commissioner of Personnel and county administrator, with the final authority for reclassification resting with the personnel commissioner, and final authority for filling vacancies and deciding if the county can afford the reclassification, resting with the county administrator.
All right, we'll pause right there. People are still taking a few quick notes. I'm aware that although Nathan is saying this is friendly, and I'm sure the seconder of this is saying it's friendly, there may be people who are, there's particular parts of this want them extricated, so I want people to be able to capture them.
Well, Mike, being the seconder.
Well, who's the seconder of the motion? That Nathan moved probably half an hour ago.
Kathy?
Mike Sigler. So is that friendly to you, Michael?
I'm not exactly sure they are friendly. And I would like to know, I look at it this way. This was written, everybody on this committee had time to read it and make changes to it before the committee meeting. And then it passed through committee. So I don't know if these changes are necessarily friendly. I would like to...
I'm just going to withdraw the resolution. And the thing is that we have a ridiculously full agenda at our next committee meeting. And I'm not going to give a... I mean, I want to see these changes at that next committee meeting. We're going to go through them quickly. We're going to vote on it quickly. And we're going to send it straight to the legislature after that. We can discuss it at the committee level. But I'm going to withdraw it. I'm going
to
withdraw it right now.
It doesn't have to be on this agenda.
Nathan's withdrawing. There is a second committee that
what
could move it forward. Jim, do you want to move it forward, or do you want to agree with the withdrawal to go back to that committee?
Well, given the tenor of things so far,
I'd only be stupid if I moved it ahead, and I don't want to be called that particularly today.
All right. I grant
because I've already been called that once tonight, and I'm offended by that.
I'll grant Nathan permission to withdraw. We'll move on. Thank you very much. Is there any further?
I just want to note too that we just spent 25 minutes discussing whether or not to push it somewhere, and we could have, went over this resolution in that entire time period, and then some, and we could probably be done with our agenda by now.
Okay, we're on to, if there's no more reports from Government Performance Workforce Relations, we'll move on to Budget, Capital, and Finance Committee. Jim Dennis, Chair.
Let me begin by giving a quick recap of the February 23rd meeting that was just referred to by one of my colleagues. We had, it started out with an agenda that had a time on 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock starting time. The meeting actually was, I think, was sent out one way and had a 3:30 to 5:30 meeting. Prior to that, I showed up at 3 o'clock. I had one other committee member there. Nathan was gone. Someone else was gone. Mike was gone. And so I made a phone call to legislator Liz Herrera that, we're short some people. And if you get this message, please come because there's been a mistake in the number of the time start of the meeting. Meanwhile, I called Mike, and I asked Mike in a telephone message, come to the meeting and appoint Martha Robertson, who was there as a temporary member, so we could begin the meeting. Kathy would probably show up at the 3:30 time. Kathy did show up. It turned into a chastising the chair, and this is the way we do business, blah, blah, blah. And I was offended by that then. I'm offended by it now. And it continued. But the point being, we had the meeting. What happened between 3 and 3:30 was I had the health consultant there, and I said, why don't you just talk to us a little bit until we get a quorum, and then we can do the business of the meeting. That's my explanation.
The standing committee time now is 3:30.
Absolutely. And I apologize to everyone who would listen that mistake that day. And it got changed to the time that it's written on this. Well, no, this is wrong. It's 3:30. So if anyone wants to come to the meeting, show up at 3:30. I'm sure you won't want to after all this. But what else we did was we had a briefing about the budget. We did have the talk about the Municipal Health Insurance Consortium. And we have Resolution L, which was presented by Legislator Robertson. And that's the resolution I will move. And there, let me read the top of it. Supporting the Fair Share Tax Reform Act of 2009, the name of the New York State Legislature to improve equity and taxation for New Yorkers and help close the state's projected budget gap, I would move that.
Is there a second? Martha Robertson seconds.
May I make one comment?
Certainly.
Given the fact that I'm guessing, and this is just with some meager political knowledge, that not a lot of minds are going to be changed on this, and I would appreciate it very much if the maker of this motion were the speaker and someone else from the opposite side may want to take that position, and the rest of us could listen to those two people. And if I may take the liberty, let me pick the opposition person.
I can do that.
Discussion, I have Kathy.
That's
Ann.
My comment.
And then Frank.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I support the idea of this. I just think this is painfully long. 13 whereases. They had me at Patterson described his budget proposals as necessary to share the pain at the fourth whereas. I support this. I just think it's really long and self-indulgent.
And on to Frank Proto.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to challenge not just the resolution but the procedure. And if it involves an Article 78, I'd be happy to bring it. This is entirely out of order. The rules of the board that we're currently reviewing state the chair of the legislature may make temporary appointments to fill vacancies on any committee caused by the absence of any of its members whenever a necessity exists for such appointment or appointments, but this should be the exception rather than the rule. This is this particular item, and I go back to something my colleague Martha Robertson mentioned earlier tonight. On another resolution, there were people there that were not regular committee members, and that resolution ended up being discussed. This was carefully orchestrated, it appears, I'd like not to use that word, to appoint individuals who were not members of this committee so that this could move forward. There was a quorum present, according to the bottom of this particular resolution. Legislators Dennis, Mackesy, and Herrera were in attendance. Hattery and Shinagawa, whose names, ironically, are not on this as excused or absence or absent. I suspect they were one or the other. But there's an asterisk beside Robertson's name and an asterisk beside your name, Mr. Chairman. I don't know what that represents. But nonetheless, this is totally out of order. There was no emergency to pass this. It was an attempt to bypass the quorum. And I would say that this ought to be, if you want to send it back to committee, go ahead and do it.
Is there a motion to do so? Otherwise, I'm not going to rule it out of order, and I'll proceed with discussion.
Well, then you're subjecting yourself to orchestrating the rules. Why have committee members appointed to committees if you're going to appoint individuals who will vote a certain way and you will never have opposition to any resolutions in committees? I refuse to be a rubber stamp in a committee.
Do you have a motion?
I would move that this resolution be removed from the agenda.
In what way? Returned to committee? Tabled? You have various options to remove it from the agenda.
I would move that this be tabled indefinitely.
Is there a second? Mike Hattery, discussion on tabling indefinitely. So it's not debatable. I'm sorry. Thank you, Jim. This is not debatable. Ready to vote? All in favor of tabling indefinitely? I see four. Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, I would...
Well, isn't the count the vote? That looks like 11. Okay, Frank, you still have the floor. And then
I would suggest that because this is in violation of our rules, it's Rule 13, standing in special committees, that you defer any action on this until the committee that Dooley Kiefer now chairs has an opportunity to review this. And if there's a will... We've made an attempt to have copies of the rules distributed to all of you. If you have a comment on this, we ought to deal with it at that committee. But I'm sick and tired of having individuals appointed to committees where there's no emergency. It's simply an orchestration to get certain votes done. And I think this is totally inappropriate, and it's unfair to those of us that make committee meetings and are treated in the minority.
I'll take that request under advisement, but I'm not going to delay the discussion. The next person I have for discussion is Martha and then Nathan.
If this was orchestrated, nobody told me, so I don't know.
I'm telling you now.
Frank, please honor the speaking order.
I have never heard the kind of animosity that I'm hearing tonight at this legislature. I'm appalled. I never said... Who was absent at the other in regard to the other resolution? I never said who was absent, and I didn't impugn any problem that there was.
Speaking about Resolution L,
I simply said before that I thought to honor the actual appointed committees, the previous resolution deserved to be discussed by those committees. In this case, Frank. I showed up because I submitted this resolution for the committee's consideration, and there was. It's just I'm really offended that you're impugning some sort of conspiracy theory on this. If you can't win on the merits, you're going to try to get this taken off the agenda. I submit there is a time element. It's a time critical reason to pass this tonight. The state is certainly is in the middle of voting on all these issues. This is going to affect not only our budget, it will affect our residents, our citizens profoundly. And I think we need to pass this to tell our legislative representatives that we believe that we should all share the pain. The present budget that the governor proposed has cuts on the working class and the middle class and tax increases that are affecting the working and middle classes. And as far as I can see, the people of $250,000 and up don't have to absorb any sort of difficulty. They're going off scot-free as far as trying to close this budget gap. And I just think that's unfair and wrong. I think when we look at the reason there are so many whereases in here is because I thought it needed to have information. This was not just a rhetorical argument. There was relevant information, and I wanted people to have that.
Thank you, Martha. The next person I have to speak is Nathan Shinagawa. Then I have Mike, then Greg, and a few more.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that at the last legislature meeting, I clearly stated to everybody that I would not be at that committee meeting to go to an Air Service Board meeting. Okay, so I was at the Air Service Board meeting. I called Jim Dennis, and I said, and I told Jim that I would not be in attendance, and verifying that. And that I left it to his discretion to talk to the chair of the legislature about, you know, appointing the person to replace me at that meeting. So I just wanted to make that clear.
Okay, and on to the substance of the resolution L. Is there any comment, Nathan?
No, I support the resolution.
Process, okay. And then on to Mike Sigler.
Well, where to start? There's so much. I guess I'll start by saying, you know, this is not an instance of me fighting for the wealthy or the rich. This is me basically fighting against what I consider just poor public policy. I mean, when we talk about taxes, to me, taxes are meant to raise money to support government services. That's it. And that is not what I think this does. All of this seems to me that it will do, even by its own name, fair share. Well, that implies that this group hasn't been paying its fair share. And we talk about this vitriol that's now going on in politics. You know, you point a finger, you got to know that three are pointing back at you. If you're saying that this group of people hasn't been paying its fair share, all right, you want a more progressive. Carol said, I would like to see a progressive income tax in New York State. Okay, you know what, I could go with that. Why don't we make 6.8% the top? And then you go down from there, as opposed to saying, well, we're going to make 6.8% the bottom, and we're going to go up to above 10. I mean, let's look at this tax hike that we're proposing on not people making a million, couples making $250,000. When I was elected to this legislature, I represent about 9,000 people in Lansing. However, while I represent them, I also represent everybody in the county, and I have to take that in consideration. What's good for the people in Caroline and Dryden and all these other places? Well, now you're asking us to weigh in on a state issue that will affect people in New York City, making couples $250,000. That's not that much money in New York City, Manhattan. And you're saying we're going to tax them more. If you were to add up all these taxes, this 6.8%, make it 10%, okay. Then you add in President Obama. He wants to raise taxes to 40%. You're now up to 50. You then add in the New York City tax. That's another 4%. You're up to 54. Payroll tax, if you're self-employed, small business owner, you're up above 60%. That's just income tax. Just income tax above 60%. I have to ask you, I mean, where does it cease to become fair? At some point, you have to step back and say, this is not going to solve this budget crisis. You are in a crisis so deep in New York State with a $13 billion hole that if your big suggestion is to say, hey, look, these guys aren't paying their fair share, we should go get them to pay more, and it'll raise us somehow $6 billion. I'm going to get to that now, where $6 billion, I don't know where you're coming up with that number. You know, I sent you some articles. The one is from the New York newspaper, the Daily News, that's saying how a lot of, A, wealthy New Yorkers aren't wealthy anymore. I mean, you're talking about income on, say, stocks. Those portfolios aren't worth anywhere near with them. I mean, we're talking about a 50% loss for some people in their retirement incomes. They're making nowhere near this $250,000 anymore. You're not going to raise $6 billion. Even Michael Bloomberg comes out and says, listen, 40,000 people. Those number of people are paying over 50% of the taxes in New York City. You lose, what, one person? You need three people under this tax to stay and start and make up, just to make up for them. So I don't see how this is going to raise any more money for the state. Also, this is not going to happen in some type of vacuum, whereas people are not going to change their spending habits. If you raise it up to 250, you know, if you say $250,000, people are going to either work less so that they can come into the number, or they're going to shift to treasuries, which they've already been doing. Treasuries are the safe haven. Or they'll shift to municipal bonds. So, hey, we don't have to pay taxes on that. So if you act like, well, we can do this, and we're going to be making this much money because that's our projection, because people are going to keep doing what they're doing. They're not going to keep doing what they're doing. Somebody brought up the number, 2003, we did this, and we didn't lose any people. All right. Well, you know, what they forget to tell you is that that's the same exact day that Bush put in his tax cuts. So these people really didn't lose any money, so are they really going to make large adjustments? No, because they're making about the same. In fact, they were making more because Bush's tax cuts were more than the state's. The other thing I can say is if you raise this income tax, you're taking money out of these people's pockets, which they will then not spend. And you will not be collecting sales tax, which is, by the way, 8%. So you're going to trade in an 8% sales tax for a 3% increase in their income tax. And again, even if you wipe away the fact that I don't think this is going to make any money, which is really the whole goal of taxes, is to bring money into state to pay for our programs, if it's not going to do that, I have to question really, kind of, what do you want to do this for? Is it to punish these people for making money? I thought that was kind of like one people's goal is to, you know, make more money for their families and to have some type of financial freedom eventually. And it doesn't. This just doesn't seem to me to want to do that. I looked at the Fair Share website. Not a single thing is footnoted. I don't know. I have any idea where they got any of their numbers from. It's like people can now just say things and say, oh, this is going to happen. Well, this isn't going to happen. I don't think this will happen. I mean, we've done this kind of thing before, and it hasn't worked out well. I mean, I look at 1913 when the income tax was put in place, and people said, hey, we're going to do this. It'll be temporary. People have to pay their fair share. Okay, hey, you're right. You know, people should have paid income tax. They should have paid their fair share on that. Where are we going with this? I mean, really, at what point are you going to say, okay, that's fair? You know, we're above 60% if all these things go through. I don't know. We're still going to be in a budget hole.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. I have four more speakers. I'd like to come to a vote. Looks like we have five more speakers now. Greg Stevenson.
My question, I think, might have been answered when Martha spoke last time. I was just going to ask, can this really not go back to the Budget and Capital Committee? I mean, does it have to be acted on tonight? I think the debate that's going on, whether you believe in this or not, is separate from the potential technicality that Frank has raised. And I think going back to committee with a full committee could answer that technicality issue. And so I'll support this if it comes to a vote. But does it really have to come to a vote tonight? Can it go back to the Budget and Capital Committee? That's my question.
I think the answer is it does not have to come to a vote. It's preferred to come to a vote by the person who put it together, given their understanding of the timing with the state being able to take this up. Frank Proto, then Jim, then Martha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, let me just clarify where I was coming from. I'm attacking the process. I'm certainly not attacking any individual. I was just referring to something that Martha had referred to before, but that wasn't a negative comment. in my opinion, the focus is on is in the wrong place here. This is about numbers. If we really want to get our arms around raising more income for the state, we ought to be attacking or encouraging the state to go after internet sales tax, the sales taxes that sometimes don't get paid. In addition to that, we ought to be encouraging going after individuals that are under the radar screen because they're getting paid cash. We have an underground economy that is enormous in this state. But because it's about numbers, it's like the committee quorum. In my opinion, I won't review everything Mike Sigler said. You don't need to hear that again. But the last time I counted, there were 5 members of a voting committee, and 3 of them were in attendance at this meeting. Whether it goes back to committee or gets voted on, I'm just bringing that to your attention, that this resolution is also about numbers. And what prevents anybody from earning $249,000 and flying under the radar? I'm certainly not going to support this. The emphasis is in the wrong place.
Thank you, Frank. Jim Dennis?
I'd like to withdraw this and take it back to the committee.
I will grant your wish to withdraw it, and we'll move on to the next item.
I'm not on budget. I won't be there when this goes back. But I wanted to ask if we're setting a precedent in this the way this resolution is drafted by including web addresses. I think they should not be part of resolution. I think it would be much better practice to have a note at the bottom identifying those web addresses.
Explanatory note.
But that's just, okay, I'd like your committee to consider
that. That's a
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Are you talking about the web address that's included? I'll make sure I take it out.
And we can put it in an explanatory note. People can follow at their leisure. If that's the end of the committee report, which I believe it is.
No, it isn't. Okay. Let me just say one thing. If you think this one was good, then the next committee meeting will have not only this one, but it will have one called Use of Hotel Room Occupancy Taxes for Economic Development.
All right.
And what?
Resolution M?
Yeah.
No, that's public safety.
Public safety.
Yeah, that's public safety. Sorry.
The next meeting of budget, capital, and finance.
And if anybody is really interested, the cash management and investment policy will also be on.
And that concludes my report. Great. Thankfully.
Thank you, Jim. The next meeting of budget, capital, and finance is next Monday, 3:30. Public Safety Committee, Martha Robertson, Chair.
We haven't met since the last legislature meeting. We will meet March 16th, Monday at 2:30. This coming Monday is a CJA meeting, Community Justice Alternatives Advisory Board meeting at noon, and I mention it because Judge Rossiter is going to be coming to talk about the city drug court, and I thought that was kind of an unusual opportunity. I just thought people would be interested if they could possibly attend. I have Resolution M, appropriation from General Reserve Fund for the purchase of speed radar signs for the Tompkins County Sheriff's Office and the Ithaca Police Department, and I so move.
Moved by Martha, seconded by Leslin. Is there discussion? Duly keep.
I just have a question. Was anyone able to find out how many signs this amount of money will buy?
I sat in on that meeting. My memory was it was 2 signs because I thought to myself at the time, our community, my little Forest Home community, could buy one for $6,000. That's my memory from the committee. Frank Frodo.
Martha, are these the machines or are these actually signs?
Pole mounted signs.
These are the signs that these, I believe, go onto like a speed limit sign attached to a sign.
Attached to a pole.
Correct.
Mike, which are not those trailers.
I think they're
not the trailer.
It's not a pulled trailer, no.
I believe these are those signs that tell you how fast you're going.
Right.
So they read how fast you're going and, you know, it comes up in a little red dot.
Further discussion before we vote. Mike Sigler.
I just wanted to point out that these do not have cameras in them.
Correct.
just the radar. So,
we're ready to vote. Resolution M, all in favor. Oh, sorry, it's a short roll call.
Mr. Sigler?
Yes.
Mr. Shinagawa?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to be registered as a no vote? I see that no hands. That's unanimous. Workforce Diversity and Inclusion Committee, Leslie McBean Claiborne Chair.
Oh, dear. I thought we were done. WDIC, the Special Committee of the Legislature, met on February 25th. And, Nathan, we have to talk because a lot of what you have mentioned happening at your committee is part of the goals of WDIC.
Okay.
So we began, one of our goals had to do with eliminating barriers to hiring diverse talent, and one of those barriers was sort of a focus on civil service reform, and so there's a small group who will be working along with the county administrator. The county administrator presented us with the position paper that we hope to be reviewing soon and working towards some joint work, including the city of Ithaca and Cornell, hopefully, on how do we get that level of reform moving, even if in pilot, even if as a pilot. We spent a big chunk of our time talking about the disability accommodation disclaimer for our public meetings, especially our government meetings. It is not something that I am aware of that we have addressed, and so we will continue to have more discussion. We've asked for it to come to the administration cabinet to talk through some more process, because it would mean investigating and perhaps investing in things like interpreters. If somebody wants to come to a meeting, it's open government, and is in need of an interpreter, or perhaps closed captioning, any number of things. And so we've asked if the administration cabinet, as well as department heads, take a look at it for process, and we will continue to discuss and then bring to this legislature perhaps a resolution, because that is something we should be aware of and be working towards, making sure that we don't have barriers to people participating in our governmental process. A couple of things I wanted to announce. We had a resolution through the committee that will be coming to G Power. I like that. It's like a text message name. For the Diversity Consortium Roundtable. We supported the Diversity Consortium Roundtable. We are a member of the Diversity Consortium. Tompkins County is. This is a very informative and educational advance, not a retreat, advance, a day of workshops that, you know, a lot of professional knowledge is shared. And so this event is scheduled for May 7th. You will get more information around it. And each year we've supported as a sponsor making sure this event happens, because there's so much for all of us to benefit from it. And so there'll be a resolution coming to the committee to support that. On April 23rd, I wanted to make a note that World of Skills Job Fair will be happening from 9 to noon at a Holiday Inn. It's one of the things we talked about at our committee as well. It is a very popular event. The Finger Lakes Independent Center is very involved in putting together this job fair. And so I wanted to make sure that you all knew and can pass the word on to your constituents, given what's going on with your economy and people looking for work. Here's a good opportunity. Last year, Tompkins County had the privilege of hosting the New York State Affirmative Action Association conference. We were very proud to have done that. This year, our neighbors in Binghamton will be hosting that two-day conference from June 18th through 19th, with talking about some of the new affirmative action regulations, new diversity and inclusion practices that are out there. And so I want to encourage people to also take note of that. So stay tuned for more information. We'll be revisiting our goals and as well. Thank you. That's my report. And I think we meet again on March 25th.
If there's no questions, seeing none, I'll move on to legislative rules and procedures. Julie Kiefer, Chair.
We finally had an organizational meeting on the 27th. and have determined that we will be meeting on the third Mondays of each month from 2 to 3:45, and not only the members of the committee, but all legislators have been given homework. Kathy Covert sent out an email asking you all to please reread the rules of the legislature. And if you notice things that need adjustment, or if you think that there are topics that are missing and should be addressed in those rules, please notify Kathy. And her requested date was by the 11th. I was going to say by the 13th, but do it by the 11th so that we can take all of your ideas into consideration, too. Thanks.
Thank you, Julie. Questions? Carol Chalk.
Did you say this is a committee meeting at which the rest of us are welcome to attend?
It's just like any other meeting.
Okay. And you said the third Monday.
It conflicts with public safety.
It conflicts with public safety. Okay. Just want to make sure you knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. There's no further questions. We'll move on to Health and Human Services Committee. Frank Proto, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee will be meeting on the 10th at 3 p.m. I'm considering having a special committee meeting with regard to the information that Joe distributed earlier this evening, but also that Kathy distributed with regard to NYSAC. I've asked, as I mentioned, each of the departments to respond with their latest interpretation of how that might affect their budgets and their concerns.
Frank, sorry to interrupt you. You had mentioned a time of 3. Your standing committee meeting time is actually 3:30. Did you intend 3:30?
Yeah, 3:30. I'm sorry. I wrote down 3:30.
Okay.
Beg your pardon. I don't want to go through.
Don't want to telegraph further confusion for the committee members.
I'm
it's 3:30 on the 10th.
Thank you. I'm reading the date instead of the time. I'm blushing, too. For that committee meeting on the 10th, I just would ask that the committee review the items that Mike distributed with the original committee assignments. There were some attachments with suggested topics and goals that each committee might consider. Karen has sent around the list of suggested advisory board appointments and liaison assignments. If you could give some thought to that and perhaps come to the meeting. Martha has already agreed to stay on as the, or she's indicated that she would like to stay on as the Human Service Coalition liaison and also the Homeless Task Force, I believe. And Greg said that he would consider staying on as the personal emergency response system unless anybody twists his arm to get off. And you will stay on as the Board of Health rep.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you.
If there's any questions, Martha Robertson?
I neglected to mention my public safety appointment. Sorry about that. I'm going to start appointing people if I don't hear from certain people. My committee, because I haven't heard from several of you. You know who you are, and it's really the middle of March, almost going to be the middle of March. So, and I would also just say, I think in terms of committee, you know, appointing temporary members to committees when there's not a quorum, perhaps the unclarity is what happens when the quorum shows up, because
yes.
Both of these recent events. Mike and I came when there wasn't a quorum, and the time passed, and then actual members showed up.
It's not clear. I'll clarify when I make an appointment that matter at
because,
the time.
You know, I don't know whether am I supposed to step down or what. So.
Yes, that would be helpful. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, can I please just ask Martha a clarification? Martha, I didn't quite understand what you said about I'm just going to start appointing members.
Members of public safety have been asked to tell me what liaison assignments they would like.
That's fine, girl. I thought you were pointing me to something. And I was just like, ooh.
Hey, you want to be
thank
on
you.
Chair? Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact,
I need it.
All liaisons don't have to be from that committee, so maybe that's what I'll start looking for.
And we're not required to fill every liaison position. We have requests from many community organizations to be liaison. we can balance our energies based on how much time and attention we have to attend meetings. I think we're done with our committee reports. If there's no other business, we'll move on to minutes of previous meeting.
I have a question about 14, individual member filed resolutions.
Yes.
Is it possible to submit the fair tax resolution as a member filed resolution on the floor
any
now?
Any member of this legislature?
If there are 10 votes,
there won't be.
Usually that's added at the beginning of the meeting, but I think someone could move something now and have to be 10 votes to add it.
All right, so move.
Little Burbank to add the fair. This is L, I believe.
Yes.
Fair Share Tax Reform Act of 2009. There's a motion to add this to the agenda. All in favor of adding it to the agenda? 1, 2, 3, 4. Opposed.
Okay.
I believe that's 11.
I'm glad that topic came up because I just wanted to advise my colleagues that on the next meeting of this body, I'm going to be filing a member-filed resolution about legislator pay. It's my understanding that this has gone through 3 meetings of the appropriate or designated committee, and I just want to keep it in the forefront of everybody's mind. I want to give you plenty of notice about it, and I hope you'll be thinking about it. The version that I'll probably be submitting that you'll be getting is the one that I originally submitted, and if people have ideas for substitutes or additions or whatever, I hope they'll keep that in mind so that we can move forward. I'm hoping that y'all will indulge me and add it. No, if I submit it in enough time, it'll be on the agenda.
That's right.
But I just wanted to let everybody know because it's something I think we need to think about and talk about sooner rather than later.
And Nathan's
Thanks.
Committee is taking that up. Nathan,
yeah, I think that's a great idea to add it as a member file just in case, you know, it doesn't happen in committee. But we should probably do that. We should add it to our committee to the agenda pending committee action.
Yes.
So that way it's there both.
Who would like to move the minutes of our previous meeting, February 17th? Frank Proto moves them. Julie Kiefer seconds. Are we ready to vote? No changes? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Who would like to move us into executive session for a brief update on negotiations? Pam Magazine moves. Leslin being Claiborne seconds. All in favor going into executive session?
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll take 5 minutes for the cameras to be broken down. We do not anticipate any action from executive session. Thank you very much.